AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley. If you thought Donald Trump was elected president on November 8th, you're almost right. Voters actually cast their ballots for members of the Electoral College, who will meet tomorrow to vote for president and vice president. Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Podesta, told NBC today the outcome is not certain.
The question is whether there are 37 Republican electors who think that either there are open questions or that Donald Trump, based on everything we know about him, is really unfit to be president of the United States. And if they do, then he'll throw it to the House of Representatives.
But on Fox News Sunday, Democratic elector Clay Pell said even though some electors may have questions about Trump, there's no question about who the next president will be.
The vote will proceed in all the state capitals, including in Rhode Island. And I fully expect that Donald Trump will be formally elected as president.
A joint session of Congress is scheduled for January 6th to officially count the Electoral College ballots. Trump needs at least 270 to be elected president. AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley.